All right. Hey, dude. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the Brain Dump Diaries podcast. I am your host, Jesse Wallacher, with the Rock Solid Gym Method, which includes courses, journals, one-on-one coaching, and the Rock Solid Gym Method membership site. All of that can be found at the website, rcksldgymmethod.com, rocksolidgymmethod.com. If you have any questions, I do have some one-on-one spots opening up. So if you are looking at working with me more personally, more one-on-one, more in-depth, feel free to check that out. Again, rcksldgymmethod.com. But welcome in. We are going to dive right on in. I wanted to talk about my bad day realization. So on Friday of last week, as of recording this, I was at work doing some things and just got a response saying that one of the things that we were working on actually wasn't going to happen. And I'd gotten that response before where we had been shut down for different things, but this one I thought was different because we had gotten the go-ahead from somebody else up at corporate. But since that didn't happen, I let all of my frustration, anxiety, overthinking, I just let everything get to me. I allowed that to happen. I could have stayed on the brighter side of things, been more optimistic, just taken it as is, but I let it get to me because I had these feelings before and I was nervous. The last time that I had felt this way, that I felt like I was just putting a Band-Aid on something that I really know that I could fix and I could do more of and put a lot of my passion and excitement into, was my last job where I ended up having to leave because it just was consuming me and I didn't like it. So I got through the day as much as I could. It was very exhausting because it was halfway through the day and I still had some work to do. I still had some classes to teach and I wanted to give them still the best class I could for that day, for coming in and for them escaping their day. So I did it. I put up a face, I put up a front, and went home. I got some groceries, I got some food to find some comfort in. I found healthier versions of my comfort food. I told some people that I was struggling with this and apologized to others for kind of coming off snippy. Talked through some things and shared where I was at and why it was hard and strugglesome. And then I made my food, took it downstairs, and just kind of numbingly watched a show that I had been meaning to. And that was it. There was no sulking, there was no moping, there was no deep consuming thoughts. There was no questioning my worth, my value. Why am I here? What's the point of life? I can't wait for this to just be over. I want to redo. Like, I didn't have any of those negative thoughts come back. I ate my food. I didn't finish everything. I had a healthy serving of it all. Got protein in, was hydrating. Like, didn't get alcohol or anything like that. I got a bubbly tea, bubbly herbal tea and a protein shake. I made protein pasta. I got some vegan and gluten-free versions of Cheetos and cupcakes because I knew that it was just going to benefit me the next day as far as digestion and just zits on my face as well, which I already have a lot of. But I just let it be that, and a couple hours later and a few hours of sleep, it was fine. I didn't go to bed till midnight, had to get up at like 6 at the latest, if that, was it 6? Yeah, it had to be a 6. Went to bed midnight, 1 o'clock. Got a few hours of sleep and had a better day. Had a better day coaching, had a better day teaching, had a better day just existing and being. And it showed me just how far I've come. Because growth is so, so hard. Because my comfort is cycling through every bad thing that I've done, cycling through how wrong and hard life is, of how difficult it is, of where I went wrong, of what's the point. Maybe I actually am not that smart. Maybe I'm actually not that capable. I shouldn't be doing this. I'm in way over my head. Like, nobody actually is taking me seriously. Like, there's no point in this. Like, they see what I'm afraid of. And everybody else is better. Everybody else has it all together. It's just me. I just can't do it. I just need to give up. There's no point in this. Like, why am I still here? Like, there's none of that. And that's from years of pulling myself out of it when that happens. Of any little questioning thought of taking the higher road and saying it's going to be better, of when I am in the funk, choosing to get up and get out of it, of not letting myself just stay comfortably down, of forcing myself to go and work out. And when that got hard, like going back to CrossFit, like I was at a bro gym again for a bit because I wanted that and I needed that so bad. And when that environment and relationship changed again, I went back to CrossFit. I went back to the version of lifting that I liked, but that challenged me in ways that I wouldn't challenge myself, that pushed me in ways that I wouldn't, that got me to get up and go and just do. And that's what's nice about like group fitness classes, is you just show up. No matter what mood you're in, you just show up and you know that you're going to do it. You're going to move in some kind of way and give it whatever you've got. And you're there for a set amount of time. You're there for 50 minutes. You're there for an hour. And you're getting the most of it. And you're making the most of it. And knowing that that is enough. It was me choosing to have healthier options, to get a juice when I had been eating just shit, to get some water when all I was doing was drinking coffee and caffeine, when eating something low calorie when I was still struggling with food that wasn't just like chewing gum to silence my hunger pains until I could eat again. Growth is so hard. Change is so hard. But every day that you choose it, you realize when those bad days pay off. And that's all I want to do. I want to create, and that's what I do. I help people create that baseline of health, of taking care of yourself, of self-worth, that even on bad days, it's still better than most. It's still better. Because you're never going to get rid of it. I'm never going to get rid of my destructive eating habits, of my terrible view of myself. It's never going to fully go away, but it's going to be a lot quieter. It's going to be a lot smaller. It's no longer going to be driving down the road. I'm going to be there, and it's just going to be in the back seat making noise, and I can tell it to be quiet. And I have that control, and I have that power, and something that used to nag and nag at me now just shuts up. Now is just silent when I tell it to. It nags here and there, but it has a lot less power. And that comes from choosing it at every hard point, at every little bit of not letting it take hold, take control. And on that bad day, I realized just what I had created. I had created exactly what I had set out to create. I had created the best and healthiest version of my bad day. And it was so much better. That day could have lasted weeks. It could have cost me my job. Because I would have let it. Because I'd done that before. I'd let it take hold until I couldn't take it anymore. And then I'd have to leave. And I'm not ready to leave that place yet. I love what I do. And yeah, it's hard and it's a challenge. when your good ideas can't be used, but it's putting that energy and effort elsewhere where it is valued and where it can be used. And that's an exciting point to get to. And realizing that and seeing it in play, like seeing it actually unfold. Like I've said in my courses, I've said with my clients, I've said in my membership site, we're creating a baseline so when you have a bad day, when life happens and it hits you hard, you have this to fall back on, and it's no longer going to just take you out entirely. You know how to slow down, you know how to take it easy, you know how to pull it back, and that's good. It's a sign of growth, it's a sign of power, it's a sign of I can and will do. And that's super exciting. And I'm excited for that. And I'm proud of myself for that because it didn't take over. I had a good day on Saturday. I had a good Sunday. Monday was great. I saw more progress. Today was fantastic. And it's my day off when I'm recording this. I got a 135 bench for two. And I haven't pushed those numbers in like a decade. And that's exciting. And I had a bad day. I had a low day. I didn't apologize for being open and sharing with people. I thanked them for listening to me because I know that I have people around me that actually care, that I'm not a burden, and I have to continue to tell myself that. I have to continue to choose to believe that when they say that I'm not a burden to them, that I would do the same thing because I have to believe them. Because if you continue to not and to push away, then your fears will come true because they will have no choice but to be that and to do that exact thing that you are terrified of because you've forced their hand. So I'm choosing growth, and I am very, very happy and very proud of that. And I just want to encourage you as well, as you are going through this is hard, this is a challenge, it is not just a snap of the finger and it's all better. It's a daily, moment-by-moment choice. And when these hard times come up, it's even more apparent. So don't wait for things to get better, don't wait for things to be easier, because if you're able to make this change in the hard, in the difficult, in the inconsistent, when life gets easier, and more balanced and more flexible, and you get out of a hard season, it's going to be just so much easier to stick with. So do that. Just stick with it. Just stick it out. It's going to get better, and it is better, and it will be better. But you have to choose it, and you have to decide for it. So I challenge you for that. Whatever is your comfort, whatever is the easy fallback that you want to get out of, I want you to choose to make change. And not big changes right off the bat, just little bits here and there. Like if it's getting up in the morning and making your bed, having an extra hour before you need to do something because you want to have more time in your day to be productive, but you just have an extra hour to yourself. It's getting to bed earlier, like getting things done so that you can do that. If it's eating healthier, like getting those options in, but don't get rid of everything else that isn't. Going to the gym more, like find what's going to work for you. Don't just make it work for you. Don't just fit yourself into a mold that did at one point. Like life happens. Sometimes it changes. Sometimes you need something different, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can always go back. You can always come back. Whatever that is, sometimes there's just a season of you need space, you need time, you need different. And that's okay. because it's all okay, because there's no one right way of doing it. There's no one right way to do fitness, to do health, to do eating, to do life, to do relationships, to do anything. There's no one right way. The only right way is what works best for you, what's flexible, what's balanced, what you can stick with, what you can change and do, and all of that. It's just that. So, if you are ready and you want this change, and how I'm talking about it sounds very much what you're looking for, come let me know. If one-on-one coaching is what you are looking for, where there is more consistent support, I have a 3-month commitment, up to 6 months you can do. You get 3 calls each month, 60 minutes over Zoom, and unlimited Voxer support. You get access to my Rock Solid Gym Method membership and any courses that would be beneficial as well. If you upgrade to 6 months, you get a call every week if you would like. If that's not it, Rock Solid Gym Method is going to be fantastic for you as well. It's $59 a month. There is a painful option where you commit to an entire year of change, and you get a big old discount from that, as well as an extra course. My No More Weight Loss Resolution course for year pay in full members. And we are just finishing up the food experiment. I've already got 3 introductory courses or introductory videos to kind of set the scene, a month's worth of content already, as well as bonuses and extra things to come whenever I want to add in more. And it's all about this, because how you do one thing is how you do everything, and health is a big and important part of who you are and what you do, and getting that under control is going to help your mental health and progress moving forward so much more, because toxic positivity and motivation and never satisfied and always moving forward is good until it's not, and it hurts you, and it sabotages you, and it forces you to question if you are actually good enough, and that's not the goal, and that's not what we want to do. So when you are ready for your change, when you're done with your diet, and you're ready to have better bad days, let me know. Otherwise, that is all I have for you this week. Stay tuned. I am going to do this more consistently. This is going to be something that you can rely on here at this brain dump, my therapy session to help you go through it as well. So have a fantastic week, and I will talk to you again very soon. Bye-bye.